what I've learned.
The best of the best have got the following.
Watch your goals for the next 6 months.
Hey everyone, Tom Panos here with Charles Toomer, one of the owners of Bell Surrey Hills. He's also a real estate gym member and one of my coaching clients. And he has just told me, it's a Friday, and he's just told me Monday, 115 calls, Tuesday, 115 calls, Wednesday, 115 calls, Thursday, 115 calls. Today, how many calls did you do
15.
Today? 15 today. Yeah. Which, because your day off, Friday.
Day off. Got to spend it with the family.
Okay. So, you know, when you made those calls, Charles, how many did you actually speak to?
About 40% connection, so about 50 connects a day on average.
Charles, there's a lot of calls going on there, mate. This is massive amounts of calls. We're going to talk about this because you said to me, Tom, the first 5 years, you worked your butt off.
Yeah.
High number of calls. You said the next 5 years, your calls dropped off and you were living off the work that you did in your first 5 years.
Yeah, I got complacent and I think I relied on the work I did in the first five.
But you strictly believe, Charles, you strictly believe that there is a correlation between the amount of calls you make and how successful you'll be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Charles, let's talk about it, because agents watching this video right now are saying, you know what? Some people have been totally freaked out, just us starting this session saying, do you know that there are people that will go 6 weeks and not make the amount of calls that you did on Monday, right? That is a fact of life in real estate, right? So I want to talk about it. When do you make your calls?
My call session's between 8:30 and 12. And then I'll do another 2 hour session, probably between 3 and 4. Well, between 3 and 5.
Okay. So let's just talk about those calls. We're going to talk. Who do you call?
Let's start out when I first started.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because most of the viewers here, I believe, are probably going to be people just starting their career.
And absolutely. The first two years.
The question I get is, well, who do I call? I haven't got a database. How do I start with a database? The first thing I believe is you need three major elements to building a database. It starts with buyer work, product knowledge, and customer service. You can't do good buyer work without having product knowledge, and you can't do good buyer work without giving good customer service. Okay? And you can't give good customer service without having good product knowledge. They're all related.
So let's talk about that. Buyer work, customer service, product knowledge.
So I started out, no database. What did I do? Looked at every property on the market. 90% of every property in my two core suburbs I looked at. I had a spreadsheet with all the information of not only my listings, but every listing in our market. Okay, so my knowledge was first class. Okay,
hang on a second. You're telling me that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be looking at other agents' properties, calling buyers and telling them about other agents' listings, which I'm not going to get a conjunction on?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But what you can do is put $15,000 in your bank in 6 years' time.
Gold.
That's what you can do.
By the way, everyone, you're watching this video here. This guy here, I'm letting you know, he is a million-dollar rider. He's a million-dollar rider. I mean, you've ridden $1 million a few times in your career. How many times do you reckon you've done it?
Oh, over a handful.
Right. Okay. I want to ask you, you talked about product knowledge. You nailed that. You've explained that.
Yep.
You basically have done a PhD on everything in the market, and you know it inside out, so you know your stock, Excel sheet. You've inspected properties. I mean, I do auctions, and I see you rocking up at auctions.
Other agents' auctions.
Other agents. And you've said to me, Tom, I go to auctions, and I find that I can see what's happening, and that gives me a position of strength when I go to a listing presentation, because I can actually see who's a buyer in the market.
Yeah, although the underbidder could come through one of your opens next week and say, make you an offer of 1.35, and then they will tell you that's all they've got. And I'll say, with all due respect, I saw you bid 1.4 last week, another agent's open. So power is knowledge. Knowledge is power.
So the bottom line, that's product knowledge too, because you've got product knowledge of the buyer. You've got product knowledge of everything in the marketplace. Mate, can I ask you, any tips on having the energy and discipline to make those calls? That concludes the free version of the video. To get the full interview, plus all the tools and templates, join Real Estate Gym.